what they found. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. A Florida judge has released details on some of what was taken from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
Four sets of top secret documents, three sets of secret documents, three sets of confidential documents, an executive grant of clemency issued to associate Roger Stone, one of the president's longtime associate, unspecified binders of photos. We also got this receipt for property. It explains other things like pictures and binders and some other boxes taken, but we don't have the affidavit. The affidavit would be much longer. It would have a significant amount of more information. That's what we want to see, because that would give the probable cause for why the FBI went to Mar-a-Lago in the first place.
Fox's David Spunt at the Justice Department. An update on the condition of author Salman Rushdie after he was attacked this morning.
Salman Rushdie's agent says the author is on a ventilator and cannot speak after being stabbed in the neck and stomach during a lecture in Western New York, explaining the 75-year-old will likely lose one eye. The nerves in his arm were severed and his liver was stabbed and damaged. New York State Police identifying the suspect as 24-year-old Haiti Matar of New Jersey.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Rushdie had been in hiding for years after writing the novel The Satanic Verses, which prompted death threats from the leader of Iran. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tweeted, "We're all praying for his speedy recovery." House Speaker Nancy Pelosi with praise for President Biden after the House passage of the Inflation Reduction Act.
Hail to the chief, to Joe Biden. He just, his leadership, his vision, his inspiration made today possible. Thank you, Mr. President.
Pelosi chastised Republicans for voting against it, though Republicans say it'll make inflation worse. President Biden is expected to sign the bill next week. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
A virus thought to have been eradicated in the U.S. has shown up in more wastewater in New York.
The polio virus has been detected in New York City's wastewater just weeks after a case of polio was identified in Rockland County, just north of the city. State Health Commissioner Dr. Mary T. Bassett said the detection of the virus in wastewater samples is alarming but not surprising. The polio virus can lead to permanent paralysis in the arms and legs and even death in some cases. Most people infected with polio have no symptoms but can still give the virus to others for days or weeks. Health officials are urging unvaccinated New Yorkers to be immunized against polio. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A family of country star Naomi Judge has filed a court petition to seal police reports and recordings made during the investigation into her death. A fitness company that gained popularity during the pandemic, making changes to increase profits.
Peloton Interactive is planning to slash nearly 800 jobs and raising prices for its Bike Plus and Tread machines, according to its CEO, Barry McCarthy. In addition, the company will eliminate its North America distribution and logistics network and its customer service team. Peloton will outsource the roles to third-party partners. The changes also include gradually closing some of its retail showrooms, which is slated to begin next year. Peloton had just lowered the prices for its products early this year, but is now raising some of them, with the price of its Bike Plus, by $500 in the U.S., and its Tread machine is going up by $800.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Move Over, America's Funniest Home Videos, is a new show in town. Two Amazon-owned companies, Ring, the video doorbell, and MGM Studios, are teaming up to create a show featuring viral footage from the doorbell and smart home cameras. The studio says audiences should expect to see the usual things, like marriage proposals, neighbors saving neighbors, and silly animals. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.